Biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah. Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers. You got it dialed on into the Truth Network. That's right. This is not NPR. This is BGR, baby. And that makes you a part of Biscuits and Gravy Nation right here on KAKU 88.5, the voice of
gravy.
That's right. What is the Biscuits and Gravy Show? Who am I?
Who? Rhonda, are your headphones okay? Because
yes.
I was trying to turn my headphones up, but I was turning your headphones up.
Oh, no. So are you okay? Mine didn't go up.
Like, it's getting louder, but not in my ears. We should all be turning this up. It's going to be a very turnt episode.
I do adjust my ears slightly when I know that Chuck's about to start talking on a microphone. Yeah. I have to automatically calibrate my eardrums.
When my body starts a-rocking before I start a-talking.
Well, as Republican senators will tell you, a woman's body can just react to that and shut it down.
Yeah. Shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the door.
Yep. It doesn't even exist.
And of course, if you didn't notice already, that's the sultry voice of Rhonda Lee Kitts here.
Rhonda Lee Kitts!
Longtime friend of the show
joining us here once again.
Yep. I come on here every once in a while. It was my first time bringing a snack. I brought you guys the longest and loudest snack possible for recording.
Yes.
It's fruit by the foot.
Ooh, yeah.
Individually wrapped fruit.
Very special.
Fruit by the, you brought us fruit by the feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. What an ASMR episode we're about to have.
Where did you get these fruit by the foots?
I don't ask you where you come up with your jokes.
If you have three of them, is that fruit by the yard?
I think they are more than a foot.
Really?
Right?
They're the opposite of Subway?
A ruler's a foot. That's longer than a ruler.
What?
Yeah, a ruler's a foot. But it's, I think it's...
Coming to you with facts.
It's by the foot. I think it is about a yard if you unravel the whole thing. But it's by the foot.
Fruit by the yard doesn't sound... Yum by the yard sounds pretty good.
Yum by the yard.
Yum by the yard.
Sounds like movie that I watched last night.
That's
You're
the
listening
off-brand.
To Yum by the Yard on KAKU.
Yum by the yard is the Walmart, the best yet brand.
Growing up, we had Winco, which is like a giant... It was like a warehouse type grocery store, and everything was knockoff brand. That's where all the like... Dr. Shasta. I don't know what the other
Dr. Shasta.
Yeah, like drinks would be, or they also had like every version of something knocked off and worse.
Now,
and
some
cheap.
Knockoff cereals are better than the OGs.
These were in one of the giant like silos of cereal you have to like pump yourself.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, they're always stale. They're not mixing them out. It's like dog kibble.
No, it is dog kibble for humans. It's a targeted clientele.
Why don't they have more savory cereal?
Wait, so do they have bags
dog food
for you to put the cereal
in? You bag it yourself, like in the at the produce section. You would bag it yourself. You also do that with,
because I've seen that with like candy and nuts too, where they have like just a giant bin of loose candy.
Make your own trail
mix. That is what Winco's good for, is like the
because when you're a kid, you just go by, and when no one's looking, you just reach in and grab a handful of gummy worms.
So you're saying you're stealing?
Yes.
Hot tip for you.
Is it wrong to steal a handful of gummy worms to feed a starving child? It's the sugar company's fault.
Considered starving.
And a child.
I don't think those things exist post-COVID, do they? Like open
bins?
Some places do.
Open bins of foods?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah, some places do.
It's like, was it pineapple?
Do we have buffets again?
There's some buffets, but they're like,
Vegas does.
Vegas loves buffets.
Is it Pineapple Express where he puts his hands in the mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
I want to do that to a whole thing of like raisinettes at a Winco.
Yeah.
The temperature of raisinettes.
I'd still eat them. Raisinettes are probably the most easily melted candy.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you touch it, it's...
You don't even have to touch it. Your hand's been holding the box and melting it progressively.
So fragile.
Not
guys.
Even contact.
Like a raisinette in the sun.
I was speaking of raisinettes. I went to the movie theater Sunday.
How much were raisinettes at the movie theater?
I don't...
Are they $7.38? Because they are. And that's a lot of money.
I don't buy snacks there. I bring a giant bag. You go and to snuggle them all in.
You go to Foodland.
Jersey Mike's.
I tried to bring in curry one time, and it went as bad as you'd think it would. Oh, there's a line. There's a line of foods that work. You know, and then there's a line of foods that it's like, why, you're an idiot for trying to bring in curry to a movie theater.
I thought you meant there's like a line in your purse of where all the curry filled up your purse
there was.
To.
There was a line.
Like a high watermark, but of curry.
You just cut a hole in the bottom and start drinking from your purse.
Ma'am, do you have something in your bag? And it's like flowing out. The curry's flowing out. No, I do not.
Yeah, I've told this story before, but I do have a pair of Dockers that have a pocket that's gigantic. Like, it's big enough you can fit a Nintendo Switch in the pocket of these Dockers. And so I wear those pants when I go to the movies because you can fit a Jersey Mike sandwich into the pockets.
Yep.
That's why I always look like I'm dressed up when I'm going to the movies. So I got my fancy Docker slacks on there.
Another thing, too, you get put on, zip up a sweatshirt and just shove stuff in the front. And then
bring your own microwave, bring your own popcorn.
Yeah.
I had my sweatshirt on last time when I went to go see Dune. And so I got a steak burrito from Taco Bell. Which
but
was,
those rappers are so loud.
Which
it's
is
so
fantastic.
Inconsiderate of you.
No, you pick a loud moment. That's the whole point. It's same with cans. So usually I bring a six pack.
Yeah, I had a can. So a six pack?
Yeah, I bring a big bag.
You
that's
gotta grip it and rip it.
Jesus Christ.
I bring a six pack and I have a bag that's like a large, like, tote bag, and then I load it up to the brim and then just put the lightest layer of a sweater on top, and then I have,
what are you sticking this into a dorm?
I actually had 8 beers in my purse. I had 2 I brought from home and 6 from the six pack, and then I also got 2 candy bars and a bag of Cheetos.
And what kind of Cheetos?
They're the Whole Foods kind.
You need a six pack. You need 8 beers to get you through a movie.
I wasn't there by myself. Okay. And let's be clear, I don't make it through the movie.
So
I'm getting blackout by the second act.
Don't you have to pee too much?
No.
If I had 4 beers during a movie, I would
camel status.
Interesting.
You pee a lot though. I've noticed.
I'm a hydrated man.
You are hydrated.
I'm a hydrated man.
Well,
I drink 200 ounces of water plus 6 espressos.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's coming from the espresso.
Yeah, I do have... I've had about 4 large cups of coffee.
But when we were in Japan, you and my wife were going to the bathroom like every 15 minutes.
Half of that was courtesy pees.
Oh, yeah, sympathy pees?
Yeah.
You're going with her because she needs to go?
Yeah. I don't want to... Because then what happens is, and my wife does it too, and I do it too, you hold it in, and then by the time you have to pee, we're zigzagging or we're double walking. Instead of just any time I see a bathroom, I'm just like, I could go for a spritz. Let me go shed a tear, you know?
Let me experience a different culture by going to every single bathroom they have.
Yeah, nothing makes a vacation more vibrant than checking out all the urinals in parks.
Now, even in Japan, even the ladies have urinals.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Now, you mentioned smuggling drinks into a college dorm.
You have a duffel bag and like one singular.
One of the things that people used to do is they'd get like alcohol and put it in a box and wrap it up like a birthday present.
Uh-huh.
Because they would, a lot of times when you're going into a dorm, when you're checking in, they would like go through all your stuff. But if you have a wrapped present for somebody, it's like, oh, it's my friend's birthday. Yeah. I'm bringing them a present. They're not going to make you open the present.
Trojan horse.
How
or you put beer in a box of Trojan condoms.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to have sex 912 times tonight.
Or drink
like
one
a
beer.
A Costco-sized box of condoms. Like, how many condoms are you bringing in
it's
here?
A gift. It's a gift.
Well, they're very pro-condom on college campuses. There's a lot of places
almost
that would
too
like...
almost pro-condom.
They give them out for free.
Yeah.
On college campuses.
And that's why college kids have so much sex, because it wasn't for free condoms. 18 and 19-year-olds living together would never bang.
Yeah, it's the same thing with sex education.
Yep.
If
a
you,
bunch of teenagers
if you
together
teach kids
would
about have sex,
want
that's
orgasm.
That's the only reason why teenagers would have sex with each other.
Yeah,
because you're teaching them about sex.
Mm-hmm. They learned about it from
I know
school.
What a uterus is, therefore I have to.
I'm so turned on. Yeah. Nothing turns me on quite like a menstruating uterus.
How unhinged were your sex ed teachers in school?
They were the most hinged.
So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. We had some unhinged ones.
I was homeschooled, so.
Yeah.
Speaking
it's
of,
about as comfortable as you think it is.
Speaking of unhinged teachers, how about that open mic on Monday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
well,
gosh.
Let's just
great
do
segue.
I have a
great segue
right here. All right.
Let's do a little bit of housekeeping. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
You're the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
We
I'm sick and tired of it.
Am I the
Andy? Maui-based comedians. Yeah, you're Andy.
Let's
the ampersand.
Let's get you a groovy shirt, Rhonda. Would you get a shirt that says and on
it? Yeah, the ampersand.
Groovy? Yeah! You have ampersand.
An ampersand would look so great in that font also.
Don't bring ampersand to the beach. Christy did. I'll make one for you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't realize they're meant for the listeners at home. Drive into oncoming traffic to listen to this.
Hemorrhage!
And look it up the video online where biscuitsandgravyrus.com. It's gravy and biscuits. Those are the two shirts that Vince and Chuck are wearing right now.
And the font is like a 70s, like fabulous,
groovy,
like disco font.
It's so fabulous, baby.
Rainbow background.
Biscuits, yeah, it's like a Partridge Family kind of font.
Like movement.
And so Chuck has, so if you can't see us on TV,
boo!
You're missing out.
Chuck is wearing the biscuit shirt and I'm wearing the gravy shirt.
Show the TV, Chuck.
Next week we'll swap.
Yeah.
They're both mediums, but I think they're going to fit differently.
And so if you are listening to us on the radio, you're probably listening to us on 88.5 KEKU, the voice of gravy. If you want to see us on live TV, we're on channel 55 right now. So you can go check that out. But if you missed part of the show or you want to hear some of our past episodes, you can find all of our past episodes at biscuitwars.com.
That's biscuitwars.com.
Or just go to any Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts, and look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. You'll be able to listen to all of our past episodes for free. You can also follow us on Instagram at Biscuits and Gravy 808. And don't forget to send in your trivia questions for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo to thebiscuitsandgravy@gmail.com.
And don't forget to follow us up at Ono Foods Maui. Channel now.
We just dropped a new video. So friend of the show, Shahane, and Chuck and I have been doing like food-related videos.
I saw the Lord's poke work. One. I saw they did one where they tried a bunch of poke and from different places and voted on the best, and then I saw the
only
taco
grocery store
ones, and which is where everybody here gets their poke from.
Yeah,
and then I saw the taco one. Do you have more?
Filipino store one.
There's a lot of shorts. There's a lot of like YouTube shorts and stuff like that. Shane is really good with posting all like the short stuff, but we are also doing long form videos as well. And so our second one just came out. So you can follow us on YouTube. That's Ono Eats, O-N-O, Ono Eats Maui.
And you got two podcasts, too, and you have like a million shows coming up, Rhonda. You're getting booked left and right, baby.
One podcast is, rapid fire, Instant Microwave Fuzz, sketch comedy podcast, new sketches posted now starting every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Whoa!
We record them all on Sunday and then post them throughout the week. Chuck's been a guest on that before. Leave them wanting more. And also shorter episodes now, rather than one 30-minute episode, now it's like 3 10-minute sketches posted throughout the week.
Because Zoomers have no attention span.
Yes.
What?
And then there's Happy Hour Lab is a show that I do with a friend of mine where each week we research a cocktail and present it to the other person, and we tend to find fun little sidebars related to the topic. Vince was a guest on that and did very well with the Applejack brandy. What did you do?
Yeah, the drink was called Jack Rose.
Jack Rose, that was
which was the cocktail, but it featured very prominently Applejack, which is like a type of brandy. Yeah,
that was a very fun episode. So you can find that on any streaming platform. That's Happy Hour Lab. And I think if you type in Happy Hour Lab Vince, that episode will come up. Or just look for the Jack Rose.
Probably the most searched thing on Google.
Yeah. And or Instant Microwave Fuzz is the other one that Chuck was a guest on. And then I'm hosting the Pasty premiere this weekend.
That's Cabarets and Cocktails?
Cabarets and Cocktails.
No way! Little Cabaret and Cocktail? What theater is that at?
That's at the Waikapu Dance Work Theater.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is
they're not doing a Pro Arts anymore.
No. I think they own Waikapu Dance Works.
Oh, that's
so it's
right.
Like all in-house. And it'll be fun. It's like a variety show. There's burlesque. There's a couple other comedians. And I'll be hosting.
Which one are you doing?
Which comedian?
Are you doing comedy or burlesque?
I'm doing comedy. I'm hosting, so I'm going to have, like, housekeeping stuff.
There's also two open mics each week here on Maui. One is on Monday night. It's at Story in Paia.
Mm-hmm.
6:30, sign up, 7 o'clock start.
Yeah, and I got to go to that for the first time this week, and I got to say I had a very fun time.
It's good. That's kind of the vibe every time is, like, high energy crowd. There's always like a lot. There's been a good amount of people. I don't think anything else has happened.
It was a good turnout, and it was more like a show than an open mic because in direct contrast to that is the Tuesday open mic at Vibe, where last night
very freeform.
The crowd was very rowdy, and you know, you're kind of, that's a good time where you're trying to work on your crowd work and work on wrangling the crowd. And you and I both had really good sets.
Heck yeah, we did.
At both open mics. This is the first time that I've done back-to-back open mics in a long time, like did a Monday and a Tuesday open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And you were super funny on Monday as well.
Thanks. You guys did really well, and it's nice, too, because the Monday one's in Paia and the Tuesday one's in Kihei, so I feel like you get different crowds.
You get it was the most
completely
different crowds.
Oh,
lordy.
The Paia crowd, very, very different.
Yeah, very textbook Paia.
Yeah. But so far they've been pretty, there's a couple wild cards as per usual, but I've been pleasantly surprised. My expectations were very low going into doing weekly Paia mics, and it's been good.
But I actually went into last night's open mic with the intention of trying to deal with a rowdy crowd.
You were assertive, bro.
And get them back onto my side. And
dude,
I did much better this week than I did the previous week.
You also did a great job impersonating Shane, and it made it really funny to me.
I did channel my inner Shane, and I did a little
Magic 8-Ball, dude.
I did a fun little Shane impression. And I also did an impression of the lead singer of Journey.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Linkin Park.
And Chad Bennington from Linkin Park. I was full of impressions last night.
You're such a Chad.
And my Korean friend.
You just did 10 minutes of impressions.
It was a lot of impressions. Not all of them were PC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to make an announcement. Now that a certain celebrity is dead, can we just completely stop making jokes about that certain celebrity? Why are we still making jokes about that certain celebrity?
Wait, when a celebrity dies, that's the time where the most jokes come out.
Yeah,
about
now
them.
The lot come out, and then after a couple months, it'll be gone forever.
I am so over the juice jokes.
Oh, so
I'm so over them. It's been like my entire life, these hack jokes.
I have to tell you, I made a joke. Evan and I went and saw Ghostbusters. That was the one that we saw in the theater. And
What part did it start getting good?
It was fine for what it was. It was like, you just have the time. We just want to go to the theater. So
how many beers deep were you when it started to be good?
About four. And it was fine. It was fine for like what it was. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I was like, oh, that would be a fun costume for Halloween. You dress up as a Ghostbuster and I'll dress up as a ghost. And then I was like, oh, yeah. What ghost should I do? I was like, I could dress up as the ghost of OJ. And then he was like, that is not funny. And I was like, OJ's wife? And he's like, that's also not funny.
No, OJ, the ghost of OJ Simpson, very funny.
Yeah. But no, he was like,
dressing up as the ghost of Nicole Simpson, not that funny.
Yeah, I was going to be like,
it's kind of funny.
So that was my OJ Simpson joke this week.
I just heard so
that
many
wasn't really a joke,
of like
but
the 30 to 40 year old OJ jokes this week. And it's just brutal, dude.
What's OJ Simpson's favorite drink? Slice.
That's see? Come on!
Well, what OJ jokes have you been hearing? That's one that I heard when I was in, like, fifth grade.
Yeah. That's, like, a 1990s joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to put it to rest.
Chuck wants something to be upset about. His whole shtick doesn't work if he doesn't have something.
Gotta be upset, baby.
I think it's crazy, like, how many people are now just finding out about OJ Simpson. There's a whole generation of people that were, like, not really. I mean, like, we were kids when the O.J. Simpson trial was going on.
I remember watching The Chase on live TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you were probably watching the NBA Finals, right? I know you're a huge basketball fan, right? But there's a whole generation of kids that grew up not even knowing who O.J. Simpson was or all the hysteria that surrounded the trial. So a lot of people are just like, who's this O.J. Simpson character?
You know,
but to us, he's like infamous.
Yeah. Did you watch the docuseries on?
I've watched. Yeah. The Netflix ESPN one is fantastic. But then there's also the American Crime Story.
Yes. Oh, with John Travolta.
The first season has like John Travolta in it, and Ross from Friends. What's his name?
Fassbender.
Ross from Friends.
Not David Schwimmer. That's it.
David Schwimmer plays Kim Kardashian's dad.
Oh my God.
Which is so great. You know that Kim Kardashian takes after her father because they both got famous by getting black men off.
See? This is jokes I want to put to rest.
I thought you were going
to
say with their natural noses.
By the way, that joke is brought to you by Kim Kardashian sunscreen. Nobody knows more about getting pounded by rays than Kim Kardashian.
And Glenn closes closets. Looking for the best closets? You're getting close.
You're getting close.
Thanks for jumping on the biscuits and gravy train today, everybody. We broadcast live at 11 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time every day on Wednesdays. And we rebroadcast on Saturdays and, of course, on Channel 55, 4 hours a day. And we affectionately call the biscuits. Biscuit block, baby.
Biscuit block. And we want to thank Rhonda for bringing in these wonderful fruit by the foots.
And so
I can't wait to dig into this.
Working on a sponsorship.
I saw a video online of a lady. This might be a little blue for our present company, but
is it like about gushers?
She had some fruit by the foots in her pantry, and she had a gentleman caller come over, and she gave him a
but
put the fruit by the foot wrapped around.
This is the last time I bring snacks.
And she said that she enjoyed it, but also the next day he sent her like a Costco size box of fruit by the foots. So ladies, if you want to get a lifetime supply of fruit by the foots, that's one way to go about it.
You only need a quarter of a foot by the foot at a time. Sometimes even less.
Fruit by the inch.
Fruit by the centimeters.
What if it's yum? What was it? Yum by the yard?
Yum by the yard.
What's the
You're
inch?
Like, call a friend, dude.
All right. Now, one of the reasons why we were looking forward to having you on this week was because
I'm a delight.
Not only do we love to have you on every time, but also we ran into you in Tokyo. And so 2 weeks ago, we did our Tokyo wrap up where we talked about all the fun stuff that we did. So we'd like to talk to you about some of the fun stuff that you got to do and experience while you were in Japan.
You were out there for a wedding and a comedy show, right?
Yes, exactly. And
they flew you out, right? To do a set.
Boy, are their arms tired.
Get out of here.
That's a joke. That's my OJ joke is that one. But I'm the one who keeps saying it. Went to Japan for a friend's wedding. It was awesome. We spent the first few days in Tokyo. Then we went to Fuji for the wedding. Ooh. When we were there.
It's not pronounced Fuji.
The wedding was at
a
winery.
He was calling it Mount Fiji the whole time.
Oh, nice.
He's like, that's where they get the water.
And the wedding was at a winery, so we got to do wine tasting. Next to the winery was an ATV spot, so we did road ATVs at the base of Mount Fuji.
Some of those ATV pictures.
Yeah.
It looked super fun.
It was so fun. Made our own green tea, and then had the wedding. After the wedding.
What do you mean you made your own green tea?
We went to across from the winery. There was this little tea shop and this, like, tea maker, and he does this like class where you get to mix green tea leaves with matcha with puffed rice.
Oh, I love the puffed rice one.
Yeah, and so we mix it's like a guided tutorial, and you get to make your own little thing and
That's
take
cool.
it home, and then during the wedding too, we were staying in the Sick Lodge in Fuji. That was like the nicest place I've ever stayed. Then we came back to Tokyo and we were there for a few days, and that's when I did the comedy show at the Tokyo Comedy Bar. that one really well, and then did some more sightseeing around Tokyo. This is my second time going to Japan.
Tokyo Comedy Bar. Is that the one in Shibuya?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah. The 7-Eleven right near that has deep-fried mac and cheese bites, and they're so good.
Oh, really?
They're like, so unbelievably...
All the 7-Elevens have fantastic, like, croquettes.
We got a ton of 7-Eleven food. Did you try the pizza pua? It's like a manapua.
But with pizza in it.
Yeah, they call it. It's like a steamed bun or whatever, but with pizza, tomato sauce, pepperoni, cheese inside it.
At the Nintendo World, we got this like yakisoba. It was like a little... It was shaped like an egg.
So wild.
But it was like a little mini egg-shaped calzone. But then on the inside of it, it had like yakisoba noodles.
And cheese.
Whoa. And melted cheese.
Whoa.
It was a turtle shell.
It was really good.
Wow.
It was really good.
Surprisingly. Yeah. Also, I was very hungry.
We had a lot of good food. 7-Eleven came in clutch, and the family marts and everything, where you're like, you're going around with a group, sightseeing, all this stuff, and you could just...
Stopping to pee every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Gotta stay hydrated.
How often
do
you stop to pee when you're in a group of 10 people?
Once.
Okay.
One big potty break.
Okay. Wow. Everybody's all synced up
you
at
guys
that
are
point.
Dehydrated.
You don't drink water. It's a rookie mistake.
I'm always drinking water and ramen and.
I can hold my pee for a long time, but when I have to, make a number two, it's like I'm at DEFCON 1 at all times.
Oh, I'm
like,
the opposite.
As soon as I have to go, I have to go right now.
I could hold it for a day if I have to.
Interesting.
Yeah, but
you shouldn't.
Well, sometimes I do that, like when I travel and I go somewhere where like the time is messed up.
Yeah.
Like going to Japan or when we went to Europe, I get off my schedule, then I can't get back on schedule.
Yeah, I think
you
traveling in general fucks
yogurt.
It messes you up, and it also too, I think, not only time changes, being in different time zones, all of that, obviously, but I think being in a plane for a really long time, too.
They say stewardesses fart a lot because they're going the up and the downs.
What do flight attendants do?
That, too.
I don't know if that's scientifically accurate.
Okay,
It's just a fantasy Chuck has.
You know me. We're going fart play here on Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Our flight attendants on the flight to Japan gave us an origami little plane.
Oh, that's what?
It was super...
That's super cool.
They give them out to people in first class. We were as far from first class as you can be. We were next to the rear end toilets.
Oh, yeah.
But we always...
Second class.
We always bring, like, chocolates or treats or whatever for the...
Yeah!
You were in storage.
Yeah. Toilet storage. and they gave us a little origami plane. It was so cute.
Our wives had the idea of bringing gifts for everybody to give out, and it ended up soothing a lot of tensions.
I did that too. I brought stickers, Hawaii stickers.
Yeah,
to give people.
I brought Willie Simon stickers. I'm just putting them up over stop signs internationally.
Yeah, there
I
you go.
I just got a text from Corky. Pizza Pua?
Corky's has not
just
been happy
the
with
Pizza Pua.
Just the Pizza Pua. It's like a calzone, but that's a Pizza Pua.
A lot of the content of this show has rubbed Corky the wrong way.
Wait until she gets to the fruit by the foot thing.
No, she sent me multiple GIF reactions to my fruit by the foot story. Sorry, Corky.
Hashtag sorry, Corky.
Also, as far as follow-up junction stuff goes, shochu is 25% alcohol.
Oh, my God.
So it threads that needle right between, like, a sake, which is sort of like a wine, and a harder alcohol, like a vodka.
Ugh. I drank
So shochu is, like, it's kind
of
right in the middle.
Ugh.
Or not enough.
You
drank, like, a carton of it.
Yeah.
Chuck bought, like, a carton of shochu. And it was, how much was it? Like, $6?
Yeah.
And then we're just drinking it in the hotel room.
They is, were that very the, is that plum, like the plum us. Wine?
It's potato.
Bacurian plum wine?
It's like distilled potato liquor that
I'm
is not
shochu.
As strong as vodka.
Is that what you're saying?
Shochu.
Okay.
So there's actually two different types of liqueurs that sound very similar.
Yeah.
There's like shochu and shoju.
One is peach.
Shoju is, I think, peach or plum wine.
We did have hot plum wine. We had hot plum wine.
Hot plum wine
in Kyoto, and it was so good.
Oh, we had cold plum wine in Tokyo.
Yeah,
I like cold,
super
cloudy sake. Yum yum yum.
I had a lot of warm sake in Kyoto when I was there.
Yeah.
Did you Did you eat anything like super weird?
Chuck and
I got in trouble for discussing some of the stuff that we ate while we were there.
Oh, really?
But did you have any fun food adventures?
The first thing that comes to mind is for the wedding, we got these, like, the dinner for that was these wild bento boxes that were like...
Hold on, bento boxes come from the wild?
Yeah. Did you have to, like, shoot them?
They were serious. There was, like, it was a double-decker, hard, nice box, like, box to hold it, and each compartment had a different thing. So there was like squid and
double decker bento box.
I'll show you a picture
later.
It's
the greatest idea.
It sounds like you can't even say that on the radio.
It's like a bunk bento.
And most of the stuff in there, I was like, I don't even know what this is, but
that's the joy of Japanese food.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. It's going in my mouth.
It'll be fine. strawberry sandwich. That's not that crazy, but those were
strawberries in Japan were so good.
Those fun little sandwiches. They got like whipped cream and stuff in them.
Yeah. Katsu egg sandwich.
How good are the eggs over there?
Ooh. Yeah. Everything with eggs over there is fantastic.
Everything with eggs is really good. I'm trying to think of anything. Oh, ear. Tongue. I ate a good amount of tongue.
What? For what animal?
Pork.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Pork tongue.
And then
I don't know if I've ever had pork tongue. I've had lots of beef tongue.
It was at like a grill your own place.
Oh, yeah. We did one of those.
Those can be good. Sometimes I want this radical idea in restaurants called other people cooking my food for me.
Is it because you're not good at cooking?
It's because I'm not good. And I'm very impatient.
Well, this place had a...
But I made a slam dunk rice porridge at that place.
Oh. This place was like had an all-you-can-eat option and drink option.
Yeah, the place, the cook-your-own steak place that we went to also came with an all-you-can-drink.
How good are these meals? And they're like $35.
Yeah.
At this place, too, it was all Hawaii tiki-themed in the middle of Shinjuku. And the music, one of the songs that came on was one of the airport songs.
Oh, nice.
You know, the song you hear when you're waiting at your gate for a flight? You're just expecting the boom, boom, boom.
Now,
no unattended baggage.
I have a next to our hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Literally.
We saw a Denny's.
I have a picture. Oh, yeah. Well, we saw a Denny's as well.
Ah, biggest regret in life not going to that Denny's, man.
When is the last time you ate a new animal for the first time, Rhonda? That's the big question. When we
had
were in
lamb.
Japan.
I didn't have it in Japan, but I had lamb like a month ago.
For the first time?
I don't know that I've had lamb before that.
You must have had lamb at some point.
Gyro?
Gyro's okay, good. Never mind.
It's like
I've had that. Lamb. I don't know. How many animals are there?
There's a lot of animals, believe it or not, Rhonda.
Come on.
Really list them.
Didn't you grow up in a biblical household? Come on.
But that's what I mean. The thing for the first time, I feel like I've... What are some weird animals to eat?
All right. Well, you got your staples, right? So all fish counts as fish, right? Yeah. And like quail, I wouldn't count as a new animal.
Squid counts. Chicken.
Squid counts.
Squid, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like when was the last time... When was the first time that you had squid? I'm sure it was
a
long time ago.
I try foods. I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Have you had a kangaroo?
No.
Alligator?
No, I did in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah.
When was that?
Like 4 years ago.
Okay, well, that's for somewhere.
We didn't go to Australia that year.
I've had frog.
Frog legs are okay.
Frog legs are like a thing growing up.
Yeah, because... When we went to Japan, we tried a new animal for the first time. And I think before that, kangaroo was the most recent new animal that I tried as well. Because we had it in a Australian-themed bar in New York.
I had eggs. I ate turtle eggs in Costa Rica.
Oh, I haven't had turtle eggs.
Yeah, sea turtle eggs.
I'm trying to think. Because I feel like I've... Out here, there's... What else is there?
You have the goat.
I've had duck. I've had
ducks,
goat.
Yeah, I think
birds.
Before...
Venison.
I think before kangaroo, goat was the newest animal that I had tried. Mm-hmm. Because I never tried goat until I moved out here.
I've had novelty chocolate-covered grasshoppers. Does that count?
Yeah.
I had a burger once where they ground up vegetables in it.
I think different types of fish don't count, but I do think different types of insects do count.
And sea life, too. Like you said. Whale.
Yeah, not
dolphin.
A fish, but...
Elk. I had elk burgers before.
Yeah.
Somebody told me there's a place on island that has really good elk burgers.
Yeah, across from Maui Wines, the Ula Kula Pakalua Ranch.
Ula Palakua.
There we go. Ula Pala. Yeah, there we go.
Ula Palakua Ranch. Ula Palakua. They have good burgers.
What are their hours? Every time I go there, it's not open.
No, it's... You can't go. It's like the car wash in Kihei.
But I do...
It's really great, but it's never open.
It's elk hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on elk time.
I don't know. I guess, of all the things to eat, like, I haven't had, like, as far as birds go, I think I've had, there's like chicken, but what are other birds?
Duck. You had chicken?
I had chicken. I've had gizzards.
Can we even say this?
But like, there's not other birds really, right? There's turkey. Quail. I've had turkey. Yeah, I've had
turkey, quail, pheasant. There's not a lot
I've
of.
I've had pheasant.
Oh, there was, in Japan, they had sparrow.
Ugh,
they had sparrow
I didn't see that.
Meat there. And they also had like the...
Oh, horse. They have horse carpaccio.
Oh, yeah. You know what I want to try is guinea pig. There's some country where really? Guinea pig is really popular. Interesting. And it's
I
like...
I think it's in South America.
Yes.
You should be the first one of us to eat it.
Yeah, I'll try it. I'll try guinea pig. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, you'll be the guinea pig for guinea pig. Now, since we both got to go to Japan, I figure we could play a little game because we love to play games when Rhonda's on the show, right?
Yes, I've been waiting for this.
And so since we were all in Japan, I thought I would test you guys to see how much information you absorbed. So we're going to play a little game called King or King of Monsters.
Oh.
And I'm going to read you a name, and you have to tell me if it's the name of an emperor of Japan or the name of a Godzilla monster.
Love it.
Gojira.
Gojira. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when we were in Tokyo, we were like, where's the place that you're at? And Rhonda was like, meet us by the giant Godzilla, and and you'll see the escalator. And
yeah. I was that's half how we found a quart of helped, soju right? at the time, and it was beautiful.
Yeah,
that I'm
was
like, where's that Godzilla at? And then I saw him. I was like, wow, there he is.
Especially once you, all those like side streets, and there's like four fronts to every building. So yeah. You're like, just find the Godzilla.
Yeah, find the Godzilla, everybody.
I'll meet you at the escalator by the big Godzilla.
the big Godzilla.
The big Godzilla.
All right, so...
You ready, Rhonda?
King or King of Monsters is brought to us by Steven Tyler's Hand-Carved Arrows. When you need a quality arrow, trust an arrowsmith.
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors like Clay Aiken's Pottery Palace. When you're aching for some clay.
And Matt Damon's exorcisms. Need to get out the demons? Get out the demons.
All right. So our first one for...
What's the answers for, we're saying? Is Emperor Godzilla enemy?
Emperor or Godzilla monster.
Okay.
Okay. Also known as a kaiju. A kaiju is the name for like a giant version of something.
You're supposed to let us say that.
The kaiju is the genre of monster that you'll be naming. All right. The first one. Takara.
Monster.
No, he was the Emperor of Japan in 655.
You don't know that he wasn't. you don't know that he wasn't the monster.
Naruhito.
Monster.
No, Naruhito is the current Emperor of Japan.
What is the current Emperor of Japan?
Very good, Chuck.
2 points for me.
Mothra.
Enemy or monster. It's
yes.
Monster.
Mothra is a Godzilla monster.
What if I said Emperor?
Emperor Mothra would like to see you.
Ghidorah.
Monster.
Animal?
You've never eaten it.
Ghidorah.
Enemy.
That is correct.
Monster.
Ghidorah
Sorry,
is a three-headed dragon monster from the Godzilla franchise.
Now I'm waiting for the overlap. What was the one Godzilla
Oki
monster?
Kong. Okiko.
But Emperor.
That is correct. He was the emperor in 1629.
You don't get to use the wood.
Ikume.
Emperor.
That is monster. Correct. Oh. Ikume was the emperor in 29 BC. Mechagodzilla.
I've got monster.
Monster.
That is correct. Mechagodzilla was a giant mechanized version of Godzilla, originally introduced by aliens, I believe, but then also by the Japanese government. Biollante.
The emperor.
That is incorrect. Biollante was a giant plant monster. Hidaka.
Emperor.
Emperor is correct. He was the emperor in 715 AD.
That's what I was going to say.
Shiraka.
Oh,
animal monster.
Monster.
No, Shiraka was the emperor in 480.
And he was a real monster.
AD.
Yeah, these guys are rolling over in their
Ibira.
Tombs. Monster.
That is correct. Ibira is a giant crustacean monster, like a giant lobster.
Have you eaten it?
I have not had Ibira.
Try for the first time.
I've had mini Ibira.
We have snake in
When was the last time you had an animal for the first time? That's a great question.
It's an interview question.
Yeah, that's our new interview
what
question.
What animals do you see yourself eating in 5 years?
Well, I would like to try some sort of insect.
What is your greatest?
I want to try a cicada.
Now's the time, baby.
I know. They're on everybody's minds right now, and I heard that they're good when they're fried.
What's your greatest dietary weakness?
All right, Kamakuras.
Oh, monster.
That is correct. It was a giant praying mantis kaiju. Kumonga.
Godzilla. Monster.
That is correct. Kumonga is a giant spider monster. Karu.
Emperor.
Correct. Karu was the emperor in 697. Rodan.
Emperor.
Roseanne?
Rodan.
Emperor.
Emperor.
No, Rodan is a giant pterosaur.
Duh.
Very similar to a like a pterodactyl. Hidaka.
Emperor. Monster.
I think I already said this one, actually, but yes, Hidaka was the emperor in 715.
I'm still thinking it's a monster.
I think I'm going to have to give this one to Chuck,
what?
Believe
no
it
way.
Or not.
I got way more right than he did. He was tagging stuff on. Listeners,
you know what?
Listeners, send it in for the Knowledge Buffalo next week.
Okay. Jeopardy rules. Answered wrong more. I just answered
it's
later.
It's not Jeopardy rules. You don't get to deem it Jeopardy rules after. I say Price is Right rules. You went over.
Without going over.
All right, you know what? Since I think it was pretty much a tie, and tie goes to the guest. Rhonda Hansen, you're the winner of...
Congratulations, Rhonda Hansen!
King or King of Monsters.
This is going to be the one episode I listen back to, maybe.
Like, hold on, did he win?
I don't know, but Rhonda is pretty much undefeated in all the games that we've played.
Everyone's a winner when you listen to the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
And you got Mechagodzilla, so...
Mentally, I don't accept defeat.
We gotta give that one to you.
So. Have you seen the new King Kong movies and the new Godzilla movies?
The one with Jack Black?
The new Godzilla movie...
The new or Jack... That, it's like 20 years old already, the one Jack Black. Can you believe it?
The new Godzilla movie won an Oscar. Godzilla Minus One.
Really?
I'm waiting for it to be available on streaming.
What's the one that Bryan Cranston was in? He was in a Godzilla
that
movie.
Bryan Cranston was in a Godzilla movie that came out maybe 5-6 years ago, something like that.
I think I picked the wrong Mega Monster movie to watch because I watched Meg.
Oh, the Meg? Yeah. I love those movies. I think they're so entertaining.
I don't know.
The Meg 2, the beach? Come on!
Come on.
So entertaining!
Angie the Diva is a big fan of, like, B-movies like that.
Yeah. The Alpaca Apocalypse.
We played a game with her called B-Movie or BS, where I would say the name of a movie, and you had to
That's
tell me
fun.
If it was a real B-movie
she
or
crushed
a B-movie that I made up.
I ate it.
Yeah. He did eat it.
I could not have been more statistically wrong, I don't think.
So, do you guys want to do a little Morningwood or Biscuits and Gravy news?
I'll do Biscuits and Gravy news.
Okay, so...
I have stuff to talk about on the TV show portion, too.
Okay, cool. So we'll do just a quick Biscuits and or Gravy news. Of course, Biscuits and or Gravy news is when we cover all the Biscuits and or Gravy related news that the mainstream media refuses to cover.
The mainstream media, a.k.a. the lamestream media.
What don't they want us to know?
Exactly. They're always using the divide and conquer technique, but nothing, nay, nothing brings the world together more than Biscuits and Gravy.
You literally That's can't right. make Biscuits and Gravy divided.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Because of the ampersand.
Smothered.
Divided
the ampersand.
Against itself cannot stand.
Yeah.
So for Biscuits and or Gravy news, remember we were talking about that gravy roller coaster at Holiday World?
Gravy roller coaster. Ah.
In
gravy
Indiana.
Gravy coaster.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Indiana, there is a theme park, and the theme of the theme park is holidays.
Oh.
So there's like a Christmas section of the park. There's a Thanksgiving section of the park with like Thanksgiving rides. Mm. And they just opened up a gravy roller coaster called the Gravy Train.
What section?
It's in Thanksgiving.
Oh.
In the Thanksgiving section
so
of the park.
Memorial
so
Day.
There's a, yeah, Labor Day.
4th of July? I don't know.
Yeah, so they're opening up a gravy-themed roller coaster, and they're just getting ready to open it up for the first time. And right now, they're actually auctioning off chances to get on the very first inaugural ride of the gravy roller coaster.
Wow.
So if
what is it, like $25?
So if you're in the area and you are a fan of Holiday World,
I'm going to try and look up a picture of this.
Yeah, it's Holiday World and then gravy roller coaster. There's a picture online of people riding a roller coaster.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're wearing, like, turkey heads.
More aerodynamic.
Oh, it departs from a can of cranberry sauce.
Yeah,
right?
You go through a giant can of cranberry sauce. It looks super fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good gravy.
Yeah, so someday me and Chuck
Disney World.
We'll have to go there and ride on that ride. Also, speaking of gravy trains, in New Zealand...
this looks way nicer than I was expecting.
Friend of the show, KFC...
Yes.
...is... They have, like... have done like a corporate sponsorship of one of the subways
of a whole train.
I'm so sorry. I looked up the pictures. Each car in the roller coaster is a gravy boat.
It's
Did
a little
you say
gravy
that?
Boat. Yeah. No, I didn't.
We didn't
mention it this time.
I was not sure if I just wasn't listening, but it's a gravy boat.
Yeah, it's a little. Each car is a little gravy boat.
That's amazing. Go back to what you were saying before. Sorry.
It's a whole gravy themed roller coaster. Now I think you're very excited now.
I am. I was saying that it sounded
lame to being very stoked.
Growing up, we had something called Enchanted Forest that had some roller coasters. It had some attractions. It was like a fable theme.
What was your favorite ride there?
They had the log ride was really good.
Log flumes, always classic. Yeah. They're always good.
But it was very low budget. Everything there was like janky, broken down, busted
up. That's what makes it scary.
Yeah, and very like cheaply done. Like
this was in rural Oregon?
Yeah.
Rural
Oregon. And so when you were describing this, I was like, huh, another Enchanted Forest. But no, this gravy place.
No, they really invested in the gravy boats.
Yeah.
In the Poconos, there's an amusement park called Knobles, Knobles.
In honor of Chernobyl.
And it's inside like a forest. So a lot of times when you go to an amusement park, it's super sunny and there's no shade. This is shade everywhere.
Tarmac. Nothing but tarmac.
Right. And so, yeah, Knobles is really... Oh, wow. Enchanted Forest looks... It looks like those abandoned Chinese theme parks. Yeah. Have you ever seen those?
But it's in full.
Oh, that's like act. Ew.
If you want to see some wild stuff, look up like abandoned Chinese theme parks. It's super scary.
So, that place is haunting.
This is the quintessential. You walk into the witch's mouth.
Oh, spooky.
That looks like Spirited Away.
That does kind of look fun.
That's like the bad part of Spirited Away, where the parents get turned into pigs. You're like, this can't be good.
But that food looked fantastic that they ate before they got turned
Sometimes
into pigs.
Sometimes I want to be that pig.
Okay, so let's do a quick spoiler alert. We got a lot to talk about for spoiler alert. I saw the new Dave Attell special.
Oh, very good.
Dave Attell special is so good. He still got it after all these years.
So fast. Bam, bam, bam.
His jokes really build up.
And he even plays the recorder for part of it. And
Spoiler alert.
This is called spoiler alert, baby.
But it's kind of a spoiler because the name of it is Hot Cross Buns. And the only joke that Hot Cross Buns is affiliated with is playing the recorder. So
I always thought it was Three Blind Mice. But did you guys do Hot Cross Buns? They're about the same thing, right?
It's pretty much the same song. The same way as like the Alphabet song and Twinkle Little Star is the same song. So if you're a comedy fan, check out the Dave Attell special.
Or
Quiet
Recorder
on Set
fan.
Is available. All the episodes are now streaming on HBO. If you haven't seen that. Dune 2. If you haven't seen Dune 2, grab a six pack and go to your local movie
grab
theater.
Grab an eight pack. They'll tell you it can't be done. Katsu curry.
Did you see the Curb Your Enthusiasm finale?
No, not the finale.
Fan?
Yeah, but I've only seen a couple episodes of the first season. We've been on a Fallout kick.
Oh,
is Fallout good?
Yes. So has Tony Two Tokes, and he has said that. What everybody else has said, he confirmed it, that it is really good.
It's very good, very entertaining.
Shogun on FX, if you haven't been watching Shogun, fantastic. It's set in, like, Imperial Japan.
We were just there.
Yeah, and we went to the Shogun Palace.
Does it have 7-Elevens?
It was the coldest day, and they're like, take your shoes off. We're going to walk through this cold castle.
It was very, very cold.
Yeah,
walking in your socks on it through like this cold.
We also got shamed
castle.
For not having umbrellas. Instead, we had like sweet rain jackets. Everyone over there has umbrellas all the time. Umbrellas are so cumbersome.
She couldn't understand that we were okay without the umbrellas. We're like, no, like our jackets are waterproof. So
three out of four of us
okay.
had waterproof jackets.
Also, I saw the movie Poor Things for the first time.
I also watched the Oscar-winning
movie Poor Things. I had no idea there was so much Emma Stone nudity in it.
Yeah,
my friend told me to watch it, and he didn't mention that. I would have watched it a lot sooner if I had known that. But
a lot of the reviews say that too.
It's a really good movie.
I would have watched it if I knew there were TNA.
But there's also a lot of Emma Stone nudity.
What's her co-star for the ladies? What's his name?
Willem Dafoe?
No, not him. The other guy.
Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo's buffalo wings, the best way to cure a Hulk-sized appetite.
Ooh, watch baby. The movie and you couldn't see Mark Ruffalo's buffalo.
He does put her boob in his mouth.
I thought there was another like Frankenstein movie coming out where the girl builds a Frankenstein. This is that movie?
That's called... No, this is different. Okay. Poor Things is
she
Eminem.
She is a Frankenstein.
Oh.
She has to make a Frankenstein.
Oh, okay. She's great. There's also that movie where it's like comically dark.
That's Lisa Frankenstein.
You're thinking of young Frankenstein.
Walk this way.
Also, as far as Oscar-nominated movies goes, I also saw The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti. Absolutely fantastic. Highly recommend.
That's about the boarding school, the people that have nowhere to go during Christmas.
Yes. And
hilarity ensues.
It's really, really good.
I saw the trailer for that. I didn't watch it.
And the whole thing looks and feels like a 70s. It takes place in the 70s, but cinematography makes you feel like it's a 70s movie. Like, aww, it kind of looks like The Graduate. It's just a really great movie. Bad Batch Season 3 is available now. All of it is streaming on Disney. And I binge watched The Regime on HBO.
What's
starring
that?
Kate Winslet.
She plays
a dictator.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to like it. Fantastic.
Is there any nudity in there?
So good.
The preview show
there's a little bit of nudity. But if you want to see Kate Winslet naked, watch Titanic.
Yep.
Rhonda? Yes.
Right at the end of the first VHS.
What did you want to say?
Oh, it was Fallout.
Oh, for Fallout.
Yeah.
I heard Walter Goggins is really good in it.
Yes.
Goggins? Very good.
Yeah, he's Uncle Billy Bobby.
Uncle Billy Bobby.
Okay. Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. All right. He's also one of the main characters in Sons of Anarchy, which I watched... But
Season one was so good, and then when the Irish accent came, it was so abhorrent.
It was like two seasons too long. But Sons of Anarchy was fun.
They should have deleted the whole Irish.
Then the wife from Sons of Anarchy is in Billions. She plays Paul Giamatti's wife.
Ooh,
yeah,
full circle.
Maybe for next week we'll talk about Conspiracy Cookbook. People are claiming that Helen Keller isn't real. It's like this TikTok conspiracy. Have you heard about that?
I think that the people that have Helen Keller aren't real bumper stickers are onto something. We're going to talk about that next week on The Biscuits and Gravy Show.
So we'll get into that next week. But now it's time for Chuck Stuff and Knowledge Buffalo, which is when Chuck tries to prove he's the smartest buffalo in the room. Our first question comes from Mike in Minneapolis. He wants to know, Rumors is the 11th studio album by what band?
What is Fleetwood Mac, baby?
That is correct. Denise in Canton, Ohio, sent in this question. Denzel Washington portrayed what black activist leader in a 1992 Spike Lee movie?
What is Malcolm X?
That is also correct. Very good. And our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
What team was playing during the O.J.
David in Waiahu wants to know, it is an O.J. Simpson question. How many career rushing yards did O.J. Simpson have? I'll give you plus or minus 1,000. How many?
He had 10,000.
Rhonda?
11. No, you give him plus or minus 8.
11 yards?
1,000.
11,000 yards?
Yeah.
Rhonda, you got it.
Nuh-uh. I don't even know what we're talking about.
He had 11,236 rushing yards. You just missed it, Chuck, by 236. But Rhonda, you nailed it.
Yay.
So you...
Meatloaf.
Actually, Rhonda, you got all three right. And Chuck, you got 2 out of 3.
Aww, so, Rhonda.
But you know what our deceased friend...
You're so bright.
That's why you get the tiebreaker for King or King of Monsters.
Tiebreaker.
We'll listen back.
And you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says?
Don't get vaccinated.
That also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy, not the end of comedy. Support your local arts wherever it may be. Rhonda, you got so many shows coming up. Everybody should follow your Instagram at Rhonda Handsome.
Yeah, RONDA.HANDSOME.
She's quite a handsome woman.
Yes. So many shows,
Pasty,
so little time.
Premiere this weekend, and then next week, me and Chuck are on the Aloha Friday.
The All-Star Aloha 4th Friday show. Woo-hoo.
Oh, yeah.
Pro Arts and Keating.
And we'll catch you next week. Same biscuit place, same gravy time. And from me to you, aloha!